This is WKAR Online. The Amtrak station, just off the Michigan State University campus in East Lansing, is getting a major renovation. The Capital Area Transportation Authority has received a $6.3 million federal grant to rebuild the station and add a separate bus terminal. Civic leaders are excited about the potential economic growth a new multimodal transportation hub will bring to the region. WKAR's Kevin Lavery reports.
This is train 365, which is westbound for Battle Creek, Kalamazoo, Dowagiac, Niles, New Buffalo, and Chicago.
Monday morning, 8:28 a.m., the Blue Water Amtrak pulls into East Lansing on its westbound journey to Chicago. Amtrak trains glide in and out of East Lansing six times a day. This stop has one of the highest ridership rates in Michigan. Passenger volume here has risen 130% since 2001. Tim Drake is a railroad romantic. The Hazlitt resident has watched countless coaches come through the station over the years, and he's noticed how the platform has fallen into disrepair.
Especially in the wintertime here, and these rough some cracks. I've seen people coming along with their bags, and they're dropping them, and it's just in bad shape. They really haven't done anything with it. I think it's been a priority here for people to try and get a new platform.
Drake's wish will soon become a reality. The U.S. Department of Transportation has awarded a $6.3 million grant to the Capital Area Transportation Authority. CATA will tear down the current station and construct a more modern, multimodal facility. The DOT's Robert Rivkin visited East Lansing Monday to announce the funding, which is part of the Obama administration's $12 billion program to expand intercity rail across the country.
This is a great win for the capital city region, bringing an essential facility into the modern age, making it accessible for people with disabilities, improving safety for pedestrians, and above all, enhancing the civic pride of all who pass through here.
East Lansing's Amtrak station could use a new look. The 37-year-old depot was built as an add-on to an MSU storage building. Despite its relatively small size, about 7,000 square feet, the station handles a lot of customers. In 2010, more than 62,000 riders passed through its waiting room. The renovation will raise the current station and expand its footprint across a 200-acre site bordering Harrison Road and Trowbridge, just west of the MSU entrance. CATA will build a new bus terminal to draw in more routes from Lansing. The agency will work with the private carrier Megabus, which will provide service between Chicago and Detroit. The Michigan Flyer bus line is also interested in the site. Deb Alexander is CATA's assistant executive director. She says it's important that vehicle, bicycle, and pedestrian traffic continues around the station during construction.
So we're going to have to bring in temporary facilities and move it from place to place as we move through the project. Hopefully their patience will be given to us so that we can get the new project done. It'll be so nice when it's finished.
The economic advantages of a new rail station in East Lansing spread far beyond city and campus. Michigan is experimenting with high-speed rail. The state is part of a growing network of lines stretching from Ohio to Minnesota. In the Midwest, high-speed rail is becoming high-dollar business. Locally, civic officials say the federal investment in rail service is welcome news. East Lansing Mayor Pro Tem Nathan Triplett believes the new Amtrak facility will help spur commercial redevelopment in that part of the city.
I think if you were to come back to this spot we're standing at right now, 10 years, and look out across the Trowbridge Plaza, what you'll see will be dramatically different. 10 years from now, this project will have had a tremendous impact on not just the corridor, but our entire region, which is one of the reasons why it's so exciting for us.
The project will undergo an environmental review. After that, design and engineering work is expected to take 3 to 6 months. CATA officials say once contractors are selected, construction is anticipated to take about a year. East Lansing's new multimodal transportation facility is expected to open in the fall of 2013. For WKAR Public Media, I'm Kevin Lavery.